This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It is already tomorrow in Beijing, which is where Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin finds himself, and where he and the U.S. trade delegation are set to pick up negotiations over tariffs and intellectual property and forced technology transfer on Thursday, wherever you are. Remember, March the 1st is the deadline that Mnuchin's boss has set for the next steps in the trade war. Elevated tariffs on more goods is what the president has said. So with that in your back pocket, consider this. Any day now, the White House is expected to formally ban the Chinese tech giants Huawei and ZTE from having anything to do with next-generation wireless networks being built in this country. 5G is the nomenclature. Now, remember, Washington has pushed for Huawei's CFO to be extradited from Canada, and it has charged the company with stealing technology from T-Mobile. So again, with trade talks as the backdrop, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains the administration's 5G strategy.
A ban would keep out hardware from firms deemed national security risks. That's code for Huawei and ZTE. The fear is that tomorrow's fifth-generation wireless, 5G, which will link our buildings, power plants, cars, and homes, would also make them hackable. Robert Strayer, the State Department's top cyber official, spoke in D.C. last week.
We have significant concerns with countries that have such a close relationship between their intelligence community and their vendors. Chinese law compels their companies to participate in intelligence activities.
He said the U.S. is making a deliberate push to get allies to follow, especially in Europe. Germany and the U.K. are considering it. And in Barcelona, the mobile industry holds its big annual meeting in 2 weeks. Charles Clancy worked on cybersecurity at the National Security Agency.
The U.S. government intends to use Mobile World Congress as a venue for engaging its allies to essentially offset Huawei's rise to prominence.
Industry will hold its own emergency meetings on Huawei at the conference. The thing is, Huawei is a low-cost and proven titan in the business, says Paul Triolo at the Eurasia Group.
The industry is asking, show us proof of why should the industry be concerned about this? Because within industry, Huawei is viewed as a trusted supplier. You know, globally, it's in 170-some countries.
Today's global supply chain could rip apart if a digital iron curtain goes up, separating countries with Huawei gear from those without it. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.